And welcome to Women to Women. It's great to see you all. We have some new faces in this evening, so we welcome you in the name of Jesus. And we trust and hope that you've been warmly welcomed as you come in. It was a help yourself tonight as you registered yourself this evening. We had a few committee meetings going on tonight, so I hope you welcomed each other as you came to Women this evening. So if you are joining us this evening for the first time ever at Women to Women, as I've said, we welcome you. We are here as a ministry. We've been here for 17 years, and we're here to help women of all ages, you know this by now, to develop and to nurture a closer relationship with Jesus. And we do that in a variety of ways. And this is one of the ways in which we do that, where we come together three times a week now, three sessions a week around the Word of God, and we journey through different words, different Bible stories, different themes throughout the year. However, at the beginning of the year, as you already know, we start the year off with a vision or a motto text, and all year we've been looking at faith. We've been looking at the heroes and the heroines of our faith. We've been looking at their lives. We've been inspired by their life of worship, their life of adoration, and we've seen how our awesome God has been faithful in and through their lives. I love that song that Gabriella sung at the beginning, Great Things, because there's that line and it says, O hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. Because even in all the heroes that we've looked at or we've studied this year, there is one ultimate hero, is there not? And his name is Jesus Christ. And he did indeed conquer the grave. Hallelujah. So we've been looking at the heroes and heroines of the faith. And we've been asking the question, or I have, and I know that some of you have been asking that question, how do I have that big, bold faith? You know, that faith that Abraham had, that faith and trust that Esther had, that God was with her. How can I have that kind of faith? Well, we heard last week, the good news is that we can grow our faith. Isn't that good news? That we can build and we can strengthen our spiritual muscle. So in this new series, because we're in week two, in this new series, we are looking at five ways that we can grow our faith. Are you interested in growing your faith? Yes. Good, that's good. We're off to a flying start then. And last week we heard that we can grow our faith. We can deepen our trust in God by applying the Word of God. And our first point in growing your faith is in and through practical teaching. Wasn't that a good session? And we likened it to paint. You see, paint in a tin is no use unless you open the tin. It's a bit like that with the Word of God. You have to open it for it to have an impact. And then once you've opened it, you shake it about a wee bit. You don't need to do that with your Bible, but you open the paint tin. And then what you do is you start to apply it. And then you see the full effect, don't you? You look at that freshly painted wall and you think, wow, that's pretty awesome. So we need to not only listen to the Word of God, whether it's through preaching and teaching sessions like this evening, or reading your Bible or your daily devotional. And as I said last week, it doesn't really matter if you've got an app or whether you've got a daily bread or a word for today, as long as you're reading the Word of God. But we want to take it a step further because we want to grow our faith. So we don't only want to read the Word of God, we want to apply it to our lives. So that's what we were looking at last week. We were looking at how to grow our faith through practical teaching. And I hope that you've done your homework. Your homework was to ask questions as you opened up the Bible, as you were doing your daily reflection readings, to ask some of those helpful questions. You know, what put it into context? What is God speaking to me? How does this impact me in my life and where I'm at today? And that final question, what am I going to do about it? And I'd love to hear some testimony. Send me a message or an email because I'd like to hear how you are applying these five ways to grow your faith. So as I've said, five ways to grow your faith. As I've said already, that this series is loosely based on a book written by Andy Stanley, a pastor and author in America. And in the book, Andy discusses the fact that he's spoken to many, many, many people over the years in his role as a pastor. And these five things are the five things that would come up time and time again. So when he was talking to people, and they were sharing their faith story, and they were saying, well, I was once in darkness, and then I saw the light. Or I once believed this, and now I believe that. And there were five things that came up time and time again through discussions and conversations with people that indicated that these are the ways in which we grow our faith. And as we heard last week, through practical teaching, through reading the Bible and applying the gospel truths to our lives. So one of the points that came up in discussion with people about their faith journey and in growing our faith is relationships. Everyone say relationships. Relationships. We talk a lot about relationships at Women to Women. At least once every couple of weeks, I think, at Women to Women, we discuss relationships. But tonight, we're not just looking at any old relationships. No. And Susan and Mary have already had a front row seat to this session already this week at Heart Hill. We are looking at providential relationships. So let's say that together. Providential relationships. Now, they're different, and we're going to look at that this evening. So there was this group of Christians, and they were tasked with locking themselves away in a room. And they were given a sentence to write that starts with Christianity is, okay? And they were to add two more words to that. So they were told, go in there, lock yourself away, we'll give you the first two words, Christianity is, and then you have to come up with a four-word sentence. So think about that for a moment. How would you answer that? Christianity is. You've got two words that you can add in there. Have a think about that. You don't need to shout it out or share it. You just have a ponder. Well, after locking themselves away in this wee room, they came out and they didn't need four words because they had three words. Christianity is relationship. It is relationship. Christianity is a relationship between ourselves and God the Father. Christians, followers of Christ, Jesus died so that we could be made right with our Father, so we could enter into a loving relationship with God the Father. Relationship. We're also in a relationship with each other. And we're going to look at the importance of providential relationships tonight. So Christianity is relationship. So as I've said, this topic comes up a lot at Women to Women. In fact, recently, we studied Deborah. Did you enjoy that one? Yeah, one of my favorites. And we looked at all of her relationships, all the different people that she did life with. And we heard in that series, and you've heard many times at Women to Women, that we were made for relationship. As I've already shared, to be in that right relationship with God the Father. However, we were not created to live in isolation, even though sometimes you want to, I know, but not forever. Just for a wee 10 minutes in the afternoon. Just to shut the door, take a pause, have a coffee, and have no one speak to you. That's allowed. That's called a peace pause. But we were never made to live in isolation. We were created to be in relationship with each other. And let's be honest, at times that can be quite challenging. You know, it is. Relationship is hard. It's difficult. Maybe you're here tonight and there's a few relationships in your life right now that need work. Don't worry about that if you are, because I'm sure at some point at Women to Women, we're going to tackle that again, how to deal with tricky, difficult relationships. However, relationship was God's design. Just look at the beginning of time. God created Adam. He saw that he was alone. So he created a companion for Adam. He created Eve to be in partnership with each other. Relationship is therefore God's design. And in this session tonight, I want us to look in particular at providential relationships and how providential relationships can actually grow your faith, stretch your spiritual muscle. So what are providential relationships? How are they different to just box standard relationships? Well, providential relationships are relationships that God brings into your life. Did you catch that? It's relationships and people in particular that God brings into your life to help ignite and to grow your faith. I want you to start to think about that now. Relationships that God has brought into your life to help ignite and grow your faith. And I know already you're starting to think about those individuals that God has brought across your path that have helped to grow your faith. What I'd like you to do just now is I'd like you to have a wee chat with the ladies sitting in your row, okay? And I'd like you to share with each other some of those, or maybe you've only got time for one, but maybe share with each other a relationship in your life where God brought that person into your life and you just knew that it was from God. Now, can I ask you to refrain from talking about your family? Okay, family are wonderful, right? And I'm almost certain that your family or some members of your family maybe will have helped to grow your faith. Isn't that right, Gabriella? The right answer is yes, Mummy. You have been a great inspiration in my life. And you've helped me to grow my spiritual muscle. Yes. So I'd like you not to talk about your family, right? I want you to ponder those relationships where God has brought someone into your life, across your path. So off you go and have a wee chat. Don't let anyone sit on their own. If you could go over here and we'll take a couple of minutes to talk about that. Testimony, you know, I shared a few stories on Tuesday when we were out at our Tuesday night Heart Hill session, and even just as I look out tonight and I see you all here, I can see moments even in all of your lives where God has brought people together and across our paths at different times. I shared on Tuesday about my first encounter with Mary. Many, many years ago now, in fact, I don't even think we can remember how many years, 12 years ago, and I was to go to do a lecture in a class, and he says, when you get there, the other lecturer will be there, and I turned up, and there was Mary, and guess what? She was a God-fearing, mighty warrior woman, and we had an amazing time and chat, and then we lost contact, and then we got back in touch again, and here she is. One of our core leaders. I also shared on Tuesday night about how a month ago I was feeling really low, going through some difficult stuff, and I was having a bad day, and I'd been working really hard on my computer, and then the door went, and there was Susan standing at the door, and she came in, and we chatted, and she just had that word. You know that word in season, that word that I needed to hear. I've also shared many times about one time I was leaving the old church that I was at, and I forgot my Bible, so I thought, oh, I need to go back in. And as I was going back through the door of the church, there was a new lady at the door, and she was on her way out, and I was on my way back in, and it was Gabby. And she just so happened to be looking for a women's group, so she'd bumped into the right person. When I first came to this church, and I was feeling a wee bit lost, and I was just seeking God for what was the next step in my faith journey, God brought across my path this incredibly creative and talented lady called Corinne, who both of us had the same heart for Jesus and a heart for creativity. I remember when Women to Women moved out of one church and we were looking for a new premises before we came here, and we were needing a home for a little while, and then the lovely Darnley ladies, give it up for the Darnley ladies, and a door of opportunity was opened at Darnley where we moved in there for a good 4 or 5 years, and we had a great time there. And that's when one lovely Lisa Mackay walked through the door one Friday morning at Darnley. All these amazing relationships, not by chance, not coincidental, not serendipity, no. God's hand. God bringing people across each other's path, quite literally in the park. Why? Why? Well, because we were created for relationship, to do relationship with each other, to help one another, to build one another up in the faith. And some of these relationships, you will have been that person that helped that other person to come to know Christ, as Kyle was for Hannah. And then Hannah will go on and she will be that person to somebody else, because that is what we do. These relationships, these providential relationships are so important. They shape our faith. They shape our faith. And God has inspired these relationships. Now, there's some relationships in our life that are not God-inspired. There's some relationships in our life that are not providential. Can I encourage you to have a wee ponder on them and have a wee think about those relationships? But the ones that we've heard about tonight, I was here and then I met this person. I went there and then that person invited me to come along and hear this, and that person then introduced me to that person, and then we see the hand of God so intricately at work in and through our lives and in and through our relationships. My friend was going to this group, Women to Women, so I decided to go along with her. Or my friend was going to this particular church. She always seemed really happy, but so she invited me to come along. So then I came along. Or this person would send me verses in the Bible or Christian songs. She's not here tonight, one of the ladies, but I became a Christian stalker. Yes, I did. And I would send her Christian songs. And I would send her verses of scripture. And I know she looked at those verses because she's told me this and she's thought, oh, it's her again. Not her again. There was one time she even hid from me in Topshop. She did. But I saw her. I saw her hiding behind the pillar. And I sought her out. Now she today, Carmen Cryans, is one of our little Women to Women leaders. And she would never ignore my text messages today. So sometimes we need to stay the course. Sometimes we need to be a little bit persistent. Sometimes we need to be patient. If you know this is a providential relationship, then it's worth the sacrifice. If you know that this is someone that God has brought into your life, they're not projects, okay? But they are a project. They're an assignment given by God to you. It's someone that God is entrusting to you. You have to pray for them. You have to encourage them. You have to speak words of faith over their life. And you know, that takes sacrifice. It takes up your time. You might need to not watch your favorite program on Netflix so that you can go away and you can pray for that young woman, so that the next time she doesn't run away from you. Or the next time she actually stops, she actually responds to your text. You know, she actually blocked me 3 times. 3 times. But she kept unblocking me. So there was something there. That's faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed was setting in there, ladies. And faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. So I want you to open up your eyes of faith tonight. And I want you from this moment onwards tonight to start to see relationships differently. And in particular, I want you to think about any relationships in your life right now that you're thinking, oh, maybe I'm not sitting across that person in the office by accident. And it might actually be somebody right now that you really don't like. Now, that's a challenge. But I wonder, is it a providential relationship? Are you going to be that light in their darkness? Are you going to be that one that shares your faith? like Kirsty did with Claire, and how they're here tonight testifying to the goodness of their friendship and of that providential relationship. Are you prepared to spend some time, invest some time? Okay, so this individual is an absolute lunatic when it comes to sporting activities and going to the gym, and the thought of getting on a treadmill makes you feel sick and come out in a sweat, but you know that they go to the gym. Why not go with them? Or they like to go on big long walks. You can't stand going on big long walks. Get creative. Go with them. Jesus met a woman at a well. He had nothing in common with that woman, but they found something in common, and they talked about what they did have in common. They talked about the water. That person that God has brought across your path, get creative. Find ways in which you can connect with them. You might need to go the distance. It might take some time. You know, I went to the same Zumba class every single week because I believed, for 8 years, by the way, 8 years, because I believed that there was providential relationships at that class. And I was right. I was right. There were providential relationships in that class. So are you prepared to invest? Are you prepared to sacrifice your time to these relationships? So let's look. I think we better look at a bit of scripture, eh? So we've got an Old Testament example and a New Testament example. You see, because not all relationships are providential. You've got your family ones. You've been born into that family. You can't change that, sadly. No, praise God. Praise God for the families that we've been born into. But then there are providential relationships. And then there are other relationships, okay? And we need to have wisdom here, okay? So reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, do not be deceived, because bad company ruins good morals. I'm sure, in fact, raise your hand if you've ever been in a friendship or a relationship that was wrong for you. I would be raising two of them right now if I didn't have to speak into this microphone. Okay, so safe to say, we can all testify to times where we were maybe in our younger life when we were in with the wrong crowd. When they did not have our best interests at heart, where you were not able to share your faith, where they did not help you in your faith. In fact, spending time with them actually drew you away from Christ and drew you away from church. Ladies, be aware if there are relationships like that in your life right now where people are trying to take away your precious time from Jesus, there should be a warning bell going off. Now, if that is a family relationship, okay, we have to kind of deal with that differently. That's when we talk about boundaries. That's for another session, okay? We can't just erase your family, but there are good boundaries that we can actually put in. But in your life right now, if there are people that are just draining the life out of you and they're keeping you from the precious relationship that God wants with you, then I suggest that you spend some time in prayer, seeking God on that relationship. Do they encourage you in the things of God? Now, sometimes, we've maybe been in that, and I told you, I shared earlier that you have to be persistent, but that is when you're being persistent and you're staying faithful. Sometimes we try and convince ourselves, do you know, it's okay hanging out with them on a Friday night, it's okay going to the pub and everybody getting smashed because they'll see Jesus in me. That's just an excuse. That was my impression of a drunk person. I wasn't having a stroke. That's you just trying to kid yourself, okay? You're only deceiving yourself there. If there's a relationship in your life that is dragging you down and taking you away from Christ, then can I suggest you reevaluate that relationship? Okay, we want to encourage these providential relationships. Not only are you in those relationships to help other people grow in their faith, but other people are in your life to help you grow in your faith. Proverbs 13, verse 20, walk with the wise and you will become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. I've made up a wee proverb here that goes along the lines of, hang out at woman to woman and you will become wise. Okay, I hope Jesus doesn't mind that. Because that is what we're doing. We're hanging about with like-minded individuals. We're hanging about with faith-filled women. We're hanging about with other cheerleaders where we know that they've got our best interests at heart, where we know that they're encouraging us in the things of God, where we know that they're going to text us at some point on a Thursday and say, hey, are you going to Women to Women tonight? Oh, I'm not sure, I'm a bit tired. Oh, don't be silly. Leave the dishes in the sink. I'll come and pick you up. You're out my way, but it doesn't matter because I know that you're meant to be here. That's the kind of people you want in your life. And as cheerleaders, because we've been looking at being cheerleaders all year, we are men and women of faith that hold so dear to our hearts these kinds of relationships. So these verses talk about the wrong kind of relationships and they talk about good and godly relationships. It's very self-explanatory. It's very simple. If you hang about with God-fearing, faith-filled people, it will encourage you in your faith walk. I said that this series is going to go back to basics. It's simple stuff, but it will transform your life. It will. So, Deborah. Let's look at Deborah again. You know, in her story, we looked at all the providential relationships that were in her life. Her relationship with Barak. Her relationship with Jael, another female in the faith, and how she trusted God in those relationships. Trust is so important in relationships. Have you noticed that? Especially when a trust has been broken. That's heartbreaking. That is so sad. But when God brings into your life people you can trust, oh, that is just like a gift from heaven. It is a gift from heaven. We saw in Esther's relationship with Mordecai, okay, they were relatives, but they worked together in partnership together. They got things done. They stood strong together. They kept the faith together. And God blessed their relationship. He rewarded them for their faithfulness. And there are so many others. I've run out of time. We've got David and Jonathan, good friends. You know, Jonathan's dad, Saul, King Saul, wanted to destroy David. You know, Jonathan could have been afraid of his dad and thought, I don't want anything to do with this geezer because I'm putting my own life at risk. But no, Jonathan was loyal to David and David to Jonathan. That was a providential relationship. If you don't know the story of David and Jonathan, then good old Google, I'm sure, will help you out there. Then you've got Aaron and her. When Moses' arms were getting tired, what did they do? They held his arms up. That is what we've been called to do in our providential relationships, is to hold each other's arms up. You know, as a core leaders team, we pray every week before a women-to-women session. We pray for all of you as you're getting ready to come here. We pray for all of you. We pray over the session that's to come. But most weeks, we're praying for somebody on the team. If it's not me this week, it'll be somebody the next week. If it's not Mary the following week, it'll be Susan the next week. Because we are here to hold each other up. And we want to be people like that. We want to be there for each other. And then we heard last year, I think it was last year anyway, Ruth and Naomi. What a beautiful, that was last year, beautiful relationship between Ruth and Naomi. Again, a providential relationship. There was no accident in those two coming together, was there? Absolutely not. And in all of these relationships, we see the divine hand of God at work. Ladies, our relationships are so important. We've heard tonight just a few stories of just how important these encounters are in our lives. And it's so important that we nurture and we take care of these providential ones. So as a woman of influence, is there someone that God is nudging you to reach out to? You could be that person in their life that's going to lead them to Jesus, as we've already heard this evening. the one that was pivotal in bringing them to Christ or pivotal in bringing them to church or to woman to woman. Can I encourage you, if you're wondering right now, but I don't know how to get started, you've acknowledged that that person's not just started in your office by accident, or that person didn't just move next door to you in the street that you live in by accident. We heard of a beautiful providential relationship at Hart Hill this Tuesday, where two ladies just so happen to now be living next door to each other. But guess what? They're both Christ-loving, God-fearing women. That's not an accident. That is a providential relationship. And both of them shared at how precious that relationship has become. So who has God put in your life? Have a think about that over the next few days. Might be in your street. It might be at your gym. Might be here in the church. Maybe they're new to your church. And you're going to be the person that helps them to get connected, to stay connected. Maybe it is someone in your family. Maybe it is someone in your family that God has said, you know what? You're going to be the one that brings them to Christ. And even if you're not the one that sits there and goes through the sinner's prayer with them, you're part of their journey. Because when I look back at my journey, yes, there were people there at those significant points where you prayed those significant prayers, but there were so many other people along the way that helped you to get to where you're at today. So this whole session tonight has been about helping us to open our eyes up to the relationships in our life, that especially the providential ones, because God wants you to go forth from here and start to see those relationships differently. How you can help someone else to grow their faith, but also give thanks to God for those that are in your life that have helped you to grow your faith. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Remember that relationships have the potential to build up our faith, but they also have the potential to tear it down. So be wise. Be wise in choosing your friends. Hang around with godly, wise people, and you will become wise. So as we come to the end this evening, I thought it would be nice if we could just all close our eyes and bow our heads. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And just as I lead you in a prayer, you can insert the names of people, or you can pray aloud, you can pray quietly, it's entirely up to you. But I want us to consider our own lives right now. I want to consider the relationships that are in our lives. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to equip us. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to give us words. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to give us eyes to see in the supernatural and the spiritual what He is doing in these relationships. So Father, we thank You. We thank You for this evening. We thank You for the opportunity to come together as one, as Your bride, as Your daughters, to come around Your word. Lord God, we are hungry for more of You in our lives. We want to develop our spiritual muscle. We want to grow in our faith. We want to be a heroine of the faith, Lord God. We want to help inspire others to come to know Jesus as Lord. We want to be Christ in action here and now in other people's lives. We want to love on people like Christ Jesus, You love us. So help us, Lord God. Help us to be Christ here on this earth, to be salt and light, to be the light in the dark world, Father God. So help us, Lord God, to be like a beacon of light, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in the home, whether it's in our neighborhood, at the gym, at our clubs, at university, at school, Father God. We want to be a woman of influence for You. We want to help other people build their spiritual muscle. We want to introduce our friends and our family to Jesus. So right now, Lord God, as we have heard this teaching tonight, we want to bring before You those people that have helped to grow our faith. Right now, just in the quietness of your own prayer time, just give God the names. Doesn't matter if we're all praying out loud at the same time. Just thank God for that person right now. Thank Him for bringing them across your path. Thank you for bringing them into your life. Thank you that they asked you the question, do you know Jesus as your Lord? Thank you that they told you that Jesus loved you. Thank you that they delivered that teaching or that preach. Tell God how thankful you are for that individual, because you are here today as the woman of faith that you are because of people like that. So, Father God, we give you these individuals and we thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they were the ones that helped us to grow our faith and continue. Many of them continue to do so, Lord God. So we thank you for them this evening. And we ask Almighty God that you would bless them tonight. They're still here on this earth, Lord God. We ask you to meet them where they're at right now, because we are so grateful for them and we are so thankful for them. So, Lord God, we just pray that you would pour out blessing upon their life right now. We pray, Almighty God, that you would open up the windows of heaven and that you would pour out blessing into their life, because they have been instrumental, God, in our lives. And we are so thankful, God, for them. And Lord God, tonight we recognize that there are people in our lives right now that are not there by accident, because you are calling us to be a woman of faith in their life. Someone in our workplace, someone in our gym, someone in our school or our university, on our street, maybe within our family, a distant relative we've not seen for a while. You will know tonight who that person is. There may be a few. You might have a few assignments on your hands right now. Lord God, just again in your own prayer time right now, start to release those names up to heaven. Give them to Jesus right now. Lord God, I give you and give God that individual. Pray right now that the Lord God would open up their eyes to see the truth. Ask the Holy Spirit right now to reveal the saving power of Christ. Right now, as you pray, ask the Lord to open up their eyes spiritually, that they would see you, Jesus, in all of your glory. And Father God, would you use us? Would you use us, Father God, as ambassadors for Christ, as citizens of heaven, to go out? To go out as you've commanded us to go out. To go out and to make disciples, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we would speak boldly. That we would proclaim the truth with gladness, Father God. And those names that we have released into your mighty hands right now. Lord God, we are thanking you ahead of time that they are going to come into the kingdom of God. And they are going to know you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. Because he who promised is faithful. And you are willing, Lord Jesus, that none shall perish. So Almighty God, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask right now that you would release your faith upon your daughters and upon those people that they have prayed for tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. God